Blog Talk Radio.
Just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. For those of you that are tuning in by internet, you can call in and participate. We're in an interactive Bible study. We are an interactive Bible study. What does that mean? That means that you have an opportunity to call in and participate. Amen. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Oh, my goodness, I have to get that number together. 347-237-4054 is the call-in number. Once you called in, then you would be able to connect with the speaker and everyone else is online. This evening we have the honor of having our friend as well as a woman who is a God-fearing woman of God, Minister Edna Herman from out of Long Island, New York. And I do thank her for coming on to share a word with each and every one of you. We're looking to hear what God has placed on her heart as she comes forth. She did choose to step in for me this evening, so I do thankful. I am thoroughly grateful and thankful that she did just that. As we move forward, we're going to have prayer. And then after we have prayer, then we're going to move on over into Long Island, New York. Amen. With the topic of prayer, our first line of defense. And that will be coming from Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Thank you.
And Father, in spite of all of our frailties, all of our weaknesses, all of our insecurities, whatever we go through, Father, you know all about us. You know when we fall short, and you know, Father, when we're successful. We thank you for knowing that you're an all-knowing God. We ask, Father, Lord, that you would bless this word that's coming forth, Father, that we would all be on one accord. We pray that the hearers, Heavenly Father, would receive a word, Heavenly Father, that they might be able to apply to their lives. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted. You know just who they are. You know every hair on their head. You know them by name. And Lord, Father, we submit all of those prayers up to you. A special prayer for Stuart Hawthorne,
yes, Lord,
who has seen a miracle. Father, we've seen you heal him. We've seen him be able to communicate. We've seen you put strength back into his body. And we thank you for that. We honor you by thanking you for that. Father, Pastor Paul Robinson,
yes, Lord,
has asked for prayer. We ask that you would continue to keep him in prayer, he and his church in Tennessee. Minister Bill Robinson,
yes,
Sister Tanette Dickinson, Lord,
yes,
Father, and there are so many. We just put them all together, Father, and we ask that you would just meet their every need. Lord, Father, we claim, we declare, we decree all those things that you're going to do and that you have done in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Minister Herman, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Amen.
Good
amen.
Evening, everyone. God bless you.
God bless you, Lord God. God bless you. We're moving on.
Okay. Praise God. I thank God for being in the midst of all of you, and you know, just listening to Elder John pray, and this is what this topic is today: prayer, our first line of defense. You know, there's so many things going on in this land. You know, people aren't even thinking about prayer. They get up, they get themselves together, they go about their daily business, and they're not even thinking about just taking a moment out and giving God thanks. Just taking a moment out to say, Lord, thank you for this new day. But we're going to be speaking about prayer. About 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago, me and a sister, elder, Dr. Little, and myself and another sister did a series about prayer. And it's something that, and I'm not going to be before you long, but it's something that Elder John said, would you do it tonight? And I kept looking through my notes and through different things of talking about. God kept going back to prayer, prayer. People don't know how vital prayer is in their life. But we're going to go to the scripture right now. We're coming out of Philippians 4, 6, and 7, and it reads, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And the word of God is blessed. This word is so powerful, so poignant in these times, in these latter days that we're living in, that we don't even realize, we don't even know what's going to happen day by day, minute by minute, second by second. We don't know from the White House to the outhouse. We just don't know what's going to come up. But through prayer, prayer changes things. And not only does prayer change things, prayer changes us. It changed things around us, and it changed us within us. Prayer is so vital. You know, when I was looking over my notes from years ago, and I was thinking about the different subjects and topics of prayer. Prayer is a deep thing. You know, prayer is a weapon of warfare, along with praise, but we're talking about prayer. But even though the scripture says with prayer, what does it say? It says by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, which thanksgiving is praise, giving God praise for what we're asking him for. You know, there's so many different components in this topic of prayer. You know, there's faith, there's consecration, there's worship, praying in the spirit, interceding, you know, prayer of unity. There's so many things. But what we're going to talk about is just praying. Praying being our weapon of defense.
Amen.
And how prayer, not only when we pray, Paul says it like this. He says, being careful for nothing. He says, being careful for nothing simply means be not anxious. We shouldn't be anxious about too many things that are happening. You know, some people are anxious and afraid of what's going on in the White House, what's happening in our nation, what's happening in the nations abroad, but we shouldn't be afraid. We, people of God, should be at peace, peace in our minds, peace in our spirit. If we're praying to God, having that line of communication open with the Lord. Now, I might be jumping around, but you feel free to jump in whenever you want. But as we should always pray, praying about everything, whether it be small or large, we should always acknowledge God in prayer.
Amen.
Because we should always come to him with our supplications. And not coming arrogantly, but supplication, it simply means, and I looked it up, it means to a humble petition. It's a humble petition. We're to humble ourselves to make our requests made known unto God. And the God of peace will, his word, the God of peace will give us that peace that passes all understanding. It passes everything that's going on around us. Prayer, that's what prayer does. I just want to go back. What is prayer? Let's talk about what prayer is. Prayer is simply asking and receiving. Matthew 7:7 says, "Ask, seek, and knock." We're to ask God. Excuse me. We're to ask God. It says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open." Asking God. Seeking God. And when knocking on that door, and when that door opens, it will all be given unto us, because we have already knocked on that door. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to continue to go on. People don't even realize that prayer, even in its simplicity, because, you know, people talk about prayer. Oh, yeah, I pray. They pray on the fly. Some people pray on the drive-by. You know, oh, what can God give me today? Or Lord, I need this, I need that. Prayer is communicating with God. And prayer is not just asking him. You can ask him. That's what it says. But prayer is opening up our line of communication so we can go in to that place. But people don't realize that there is a danger of recognizing how much weight prayer has. Just like Elder John says, he was talking about the different people that he's holding up in prayer. Pastor Robinson and Brother Robinson and Brother Hawthorne and the sister that we've been praying for. You know what? It's the prayer. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayer goes through space and time, and its weight sits upon whatever we're praying about. Amen. Amen. Bear with me. Prayer is imperative to our lives. Jesus said it this way: men should always pray. People don't realize that prayer is a commandment. When Jesus says men should always pray, he was given a command. He didn't say sometimes you pray. He said you should always pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. The Bible says watch and pray. So, excuse me. So prayer is not only a vital part of our lives, it should be the center part of our lives.
Amen.
It should be the very center part of our lives. Amen. Any questions?
Amen. All right. I just wanted to add that is so true. Having prayer being the center of our lives, because that's who we are. You know, we are people who was commanded to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're praying, we're really petitioning to God.
Yes.
And that petition could be, you know, asking God, you know, for deliverance. It could be for thanksgiving. Even in the Old Testament, you know, they asked for deliverance. Israel asked for deliverance. You know, there was disobedience, and they were asking God for deliverance. So prayer goes a long way. It doesn't make a difference what we're going through in this life. God asks us that we ought to pray, and it goes along with fasting as well. But that we also, you know, that we should pray. So I definitely, you know, agree with what you're saying in terms of that line of that should be that's a defense. That's a defense for us.
Yes. And look what prayer does. Prayer is the only way we can get things through God. And the Bible says in James 4:2 it says, you have not because you ask not. We have to ask God, sure. We have not be selfish about it, but we to ask God for everything. Because, and my topic being it's our first line of defense, when things happen, we're too quick to go to man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that God's not going to use man to give unto us and to meet the needs that God is placing in their spirit to give unto us, but our first go-to person should be the Father. Our first go-to person when we're in trouble should be the Father. And sometimes, you know, we're human beings. Don't get me wrong, because I've been there. You know, we'll call this one or call that one. You know, what should I do when God is trying to tell us, pray? It says here, with prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding that you're going through, all the troubles, all the heartache, all the pain, whatever it is that you're going through, that will give you peace.
Amen.
And not only that, prayer is acknowledging God, who will direct our path wherever we should go. You know, prayer is, I can't say it enough. Prayer is so much. It's not only our praying to God, but it channels such power. Prayer is power. Prayer is so powerful that it backs the hand of the enemy up. One of the sisters in our church, she was going through, she has diabetes. She was going through something just a week ago. And if it wasn't for prayer, she would have been out of here. And if it wasn't for the saints looking for her, because they didn't hear from her, and they went to see her, you know, she did things out of the norm. She wasn't calling. When those were calling for her, they didn't hear from her. So what they did was seek her out. They went to see what's just going on. And thank God that they did. She had an infection in her foot that was such a bad infection that they got her to the hospital on time. And thank God they did. Thank God she got the care that she needed, because this infection was a flesh-eating infection. And we thank God that today she has to go through therapy, but today she's alive. She could have laid there. The first thing Pastor said, pray for our sister. That's all she said. It was like a mayday, 911, pray for our sister. And prayer changes it. What the enemy thought for harm, God turned it around. And it was because of prayer. Not only the care that she got, but prayer. She could have went there, and even with the care that she got, she still could have passed on, because it was a flesh-eating, it was a bacteria, a flesh-eating bacteria that she had. But we thank God they caught it in time. But prayer not only changes things, it changes us, it changes our surroundings.
Amen.
Elder John, I really want to do a little something series on this, because prayer is so important. The intercession, the worship of prayer, the consecration of prayer. But like the Word of God says, be careful for nothing, meaning don't be anxious, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your request made known unto God, and his peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Keep your hearts and minds. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. Men's hearts are failing them because they don't know what the next day is going to hold. But if we're praying to God, his peace that passes all understanding will keep our hearts and minds.
Amen.
Praise God. Thanks, God.
Amen. You want to say something? Praise God.
Sister Edna, I'd like you to do a series, because I'd like you to do a series like beginning with like how to pray.
Yes.
As you were talking, and you were talking about how we run to other people and ask them to pray for us or complain or tell them what our problems are instead of taking it to the Lord first. And I was thinking about when I was when I recommitted my life to Christ and as an adult, and that I was very self-conscious about praying in public,
yes.
or even like even my private prayers too,
mm-hmm.
really self-conscious, like, am I doing this right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at it as a conversation between me and the Father, you know, like the song says, have a little talk with Jesus.
Yes.
I was making prayers as if it were something that's way out there, and I couldn't compete with those people who've been saved for years or who had those eloquent prayers, you
mm-hmm.
know, from the pulpit. I have no competition for that, but I can have a conversation,
yes.
you know. I can have a conversation. So I really would love for you to
mm-hmm.
teach on prayer, and like how to pray and the
yeah.
power of prayer and just the power of or the security and the faith building of having a relationship
mm-hmm.
with the Lord Jesus Christ. I would love that.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. Prayer is so powerful, so much needed, you know, and even husbands and wives. I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking about an elder friend of mine that him and his wife are going through some challenges in their marriage, and one is going this way, the other one is going that way, and they don't realize that as they're going one way and the other one's going that way, prayer is hindering. Because they're not praying, because they're not coming together, even in that, it's hindering the request that they're making unto God as individuals. You know, and they don't realize that, because what it is when you come into a marriage, you are one.
Mm-hmm.
And if the left hand is not complying with the right hand, then the body is jammed up. And God wants us to just come into a place, them into a place of agreement, forgiveness, you know, because people don't even realize how prayer can hinder our requests even. The hindrance. But, yes, like you're saying, Elder Suzanne, you know, the intercessory and the prayer, praying in the spirit, worship, consecration, faith, the unity of prayer, and how to pray, the different types of prayer. You know, it all comes down to our like you said it, Elder Suzanne, our just speaking to God. Speaking to him. We don't have to come any old kind of way. I mean, you know, elegant. We could just come as we are and just give conversation.
Amen.
Prayer is the highest function in a Christian's life. It's the highest function. I remember a friend of mine told me about that story about the pastor that went to heaven and he died and the old mother, she died. I think a lot of you remember that story about he went when the rewards were giving out, you know, that pastor asked, well, the crowns were being given out, and her crown, the mother's crown, was bigger than his crown. And he came and he says, well, why is my, I did this for you, Lord. I did that for you, Lord. I built churches. A lot of people came under my ministry and were saved and all this. He was given all his self accolades. And he said, why is my crown so much smaller than hers? He said, because her crown is bigger because she was praying for you. Praying that you would do all those. She was interceding for you. You know, so people don't realize how powerful prayer is and how vital it is in our lives. And not just our lives, but the lives of others. Men should always pray. We should always pray. When we get up in the morning, we should be thanking God. We should have just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk. He doesn't ask for a whole lot. But if you would acknowledge him, that it's because of him we live and move and have our being. It's because of him we can get up in the morning and go about our daily business. Prayer. All he's asking for is a little time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Anything anybody wants to say? I mean, we still have a half an hour. There's so much. Prayer changes.
Oh, I was going to say, I just wanted to add on to that in terms of, you know, key being central, you know, central prayer being the central, you know, part of our lives. And Minister Haman, if at all possible, you know, when we come to the closing of this broadcast or podcast, you know, I was wondering if we could just do the model prayer.
Oh, amen.
The model prayer at the end, you know, all of us together just doing the model prayer that God's saying that when you pray that you should say, you know, this. So I just wanted to, as you were talking, I was just thinking about that.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Wow. To God be the glory. And like I said before, our prayer is actually our weapons of mass destruction. We, with prayer, the authority that God has given us and the power through prayer, we can go into the enemy's camp. Verbally go into the enemy's camp. Prayerfully go into the enemy's camp. And that's what God wants us to do, to destroy. What he, you know, because he's always looking to kill, rob, and destroy, steal, rob, and destroy. However that scripture goes, he's always looking. He never gives up. And we should never. He's 24/7. We should be 24/7 in the 100th degree. Always watching. Always mindful. Prayer gets results. Amen. I'm done. Is there anybody out there that want to share anything concerning prayer? How prayer changed your circumstances, situations, or even just brought blessings to you?
Amen. I know they've been blessings to me. I know that.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, and as I said earlier, you know, the prayer, just even talking about prayer, prayer is just truly, I can't function without prayer. I really can't. You know, I can't. As you said, in terms of waking up in the morning, you know, I have to at least thank God, you know, in prayer before I start off my day. I have to do that. And if I don't, I find myself asking for forgiveness, forgetting to thank God, you know, just for waking me up, thanking him just for waking me up, and then thanking him for protecting me as I go through my day, because there are so many things that could attack us, hurt us, harm us, that we don't even know, and we don't have the ability to be able to see those things that are coming against us that's trying to destroy us. And that's why when we're praying to the God of gods. It's not just a God, but he is the God of gods. That means God is the divine. He's the ultimate. He's the ultimate. And when we petition our prayers up, to God, to the divine, then, and you spoke earlier about peace. You know, we're supposed to not pray and then worry, continue to worry.
Amen, that's right.
But you mentioned about peace, in which I like that so much. Once we pray, then we're supposed to be at peace. Because if God is the God of gods, and we're praying to God or petitioning to God, then we should be at peace.
Amen.
We should be at peace. Going you know, to me, that's just taking all of our burdens and casting them out on to God.
And,
taking all of our burdens, whatever we're going through, taking it and just casting it and saying, here, God, take this. You know, take this away from me. Take this. I can't handle it myself. Take it for me. And then after we do that, then that's when that peace should set in, of knowing that God has taken our burdens. You know, it talks in the word says that we should take everything to the Lord, even our burdens.
Amen.
So when you commented in terms of, you know, we should be at peace. That is so true. And even for our sins, we're confessing our sins, asking God for forgiveness.
Amen.
When we know that we've done something wrong, or even thought we possibly did something wrong, or even going through life or going through our journey or our day, and then still asking God forgive us for our sins, because we don't know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that we all sin.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that we no one is perfect except for God. I do know that.
Mm-hmm.
No one is perfect except for God. So
Amen.
If we are sinners, that means that we're constantly asking God to forgive us for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
That's
what
Amen.
We say, what we do. So I just wanted to add to that as you were thinking about that.
Amen, amen. And I, as I'm reading some of these notes, that I'm looking all over the place of these notes, they're in order. But as I'm looking at a part here where it talks about if you don't know, because we don't always know what to pray. If you need healing, God says pray His word. You know, He says, you know, His word. He put His word above Himself. It says in the word, ask, seek, and knock. Well, prayer is seeking and finding, right? So when you do not know what the will of God is regarding a need that you have, His material is search His word. Search His word. You know that concordance you got in the back of your Bible? Look up whatever you're going through. Search that word, find that scripture which you are seeking, and in prayer, pray that scripture. Father, if you're in need, Father, I thank you for supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory. God's ears, and I'm not calling the Lord a dog, but you know how a dog's ears are like, raises up. When God hears His word coming out his daughter, His son, he listens it. I'm not saying that He's not going to hear you, because he judges your heart anyway. But when you want to go specifically, just pray that word. Lord,
Amen.
You said you,
Amen.
Lord, you said by your stripes I am healed.
Right.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Go
just
ahead.
Like we do with our children, one of the granddaughters said to me, she says, "Remember, you said that when I turned 11, that such and such and such, you're going to do so and so." Because she remembered my words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when the words come back to you, and your child recalls your words, that's good. I mean, it's a pleasure to hear that they listen, that they got it, and you honor it. And I think that if we do that as mere humans, you know, just, you know, broke down sinful humans, you know, what is Father God? How does he do that? And then also putting your name in the scripture.
Oh, amen.
You know,
that's
putting
good.
Your name in the scripture where it says use your name that, like, Lord, I remember when I broke my ankle, I remember laying on the ground and saying, Lord, your word said that no bone of the righteous shall
All
be
right.
broken. Okay.
All right.
Am I not righteous, Lord? You know?
Right.
And then, I laughed about it afterwards. But you know what I'm saying?
But you
reminded him of the scripture, you know, how the scripture tells us. That that weeping may endure for a night. Mm. You know, well, Lord, I know that Susie's tears, they
Amen.
Endure tonight. My tears, they endure tonight. But joy will come in the morning. You know, that my joy will be returned in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because your word says that. Your word says that.
Thank
and then the other piece about prayer is to understand, too, how the Lord says, like when we're praying for situations,
mm-hmm.
that parallel between earth and heaven, that it's our prayers. And what's going on in heaven is that warfare that's
mm-hmm.
going on in the heavenlies as
mm-hmm.
we pray.
Mm-hmm.
So as you send your word out, your word is like a sword. As
yes.
you send your word out and you're using your words to fight, your words to control
mm-hmm.
the atmosphere, your words to
mm-hmm.
paralyze, to bind and paralyze those things of the enemy,
mm-hmm.
that is power to our ministering and warring angels.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I don't know if anybody's ever read like Rebecca Brown's books or
mm-hmm.
even Frank Peretti's books, like Piercing
mm-hmm.
the Darkness and things like that. And his books were really big, I think, in the 90s.
Okay.
In the 90s, those are really good books. But the books
mm-hmm.
are fictional, but they illustrate the power of prayer. It's an illustration of what happens when we pray, when
mm-hmm.
we come to, and when we come together in corporate prayer. Oh,
yes.
Hold that.
Yes.
You know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So
Amen.
We need to think about it.
Amen. And while you were saying that, and you said put your name in it, it makes it even more personal.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it so personal, so intimate, you know, that God is seeing about Suzanne. God is seeing about
mm-hmm.
whoever's on the line. God is seeing about you. God
right.
is seeing about us.
Yeah, because he loves me. He can
yeah.
call me Susie.
Yeah. Oh, Susie.
I'm so silly.
You know what? That's okay. You know what? Because he's so mindful. He loves us so much. You
mm-hmm.
know what? And all he wants us to do is love him back.
It's love him back.
Love him back.
Love him back.
Love him back.
Love him back. Yeah. Yeah.
So
and trust him.
And trust him.
Amen.
Amen. Well, to God be the glory. But this subject of prayer, it is so important for our lives. It
mm-hmm.
is so very important for our daily life. Because
mm-hmm.
without it, without prayer, I keep saying it. I tell the people at my church, I said, you know what? I even made up a T-shirt, you know, the weapons of mass destruction. Prayer and praise. When we pray, the enemy, you know, like sits up. Oh, there they go again. But when we praise, he backs up too. You know, so
mm-hmm.
he can't.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially when we're giving God the glory, glory
mm-hmm.
about everything. You
mm-hmm.
know, it may things in our lives may not be easy, but you know what? God will give us peace. Through the uneasiness, he will give
mm-hmm.
us peace.
Amen.
Amen, brother Elder
yes,
John.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Wow. Wow. Is anybody else has anybody has anything else?
I'm just I don't know. I just
it's like you want more, right?
Feel,
I just
but, yeah.
Yeah, I know
yeah.
because
yeah.
I'm looking at my notes. I'm saying, God. We just need to just take it bit by bit and just break it down and eat it. Eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank God for it.
Pray for it.
And understanding prayer. Prayer is the communication, revelation between God and man. Prayer is the word of God given to man to create and fulfill God's plan and purpose in the earth. Prayer is a life-conforming, life-transforming tool to which we enter into the holy place. That's
mm-hmm.
prayer. And a whole lot more. That's prayer.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true. In terms of we enter the Holy of Holies just through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't it good to know that God has given us the opportunity to be able to pray to Him?
Yes.
We don't need anyone to intercess on our behalf. We don't have to go to, you know, a priest and say, would you pray for me?
Mm-hmm.
God has given us the opportunity to come ourselves just as we are and pray.
Amen. And you know what, listening to you, Elder John, you know, not only us going to the Father, going to God, but Him giving us the power and authority, just like He's told Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Can these bones? You know it, Lord. Well, speak to it, Ezekiel. So He's given us that power and authority to call those things that are not as though they are. So we're to use it, because that's what it says. Prayer is the word of God given to man to create and fulfill God's plan and purpose in the earth. And He purposed us in this earth. His plan He's given to us is to actually go out there and bring them into the ark of safety. We are the ones, not the world, that's supposed to transform this world. Now, we might not get everybody, but you know what? Everybody's going to know, because we're to speak that, to speak Jesus, pray Jesus, and lift up Jesus. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. He's given that power and authority to us, the body of Christ, to go out to create and recreate, because He's given us that power and authority to do that.
Amen.
To speak His word, not of our own self, but of the word of God, but His word and what He's given us through Him, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I just thank God for prayer. You know, prayer isn't, and I say this a lot of times to those that I come in contact with, and even at the people, they know that I say this at my church too. Prayer is not what I do. Prayer is who I am. Because there is not the day can't go, I mean, I'm praying all the time. And it's not me, but Him, Holy Spirit, that drops different ones in my spirit to pray for. And, of course, mm-hmm. I have my own supplication, you know, just loving God. Not so much asking Him for things, because He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm not saying that, Lord, you know, I desire this. But I also ask God, I say, Lord, I want my desire to be your desire. Whatever your desire is for my life, I want my desire to comply with yours, if that's the
mm-hmm.
right word. And with that, I'm happy, because He knows what's best for me better than I know what's best for me. So not my will, Lord, your will be done in Edna as it is already
mm-hmm.
done in heaven.
Because
mm-hmm. even though we're here on this earth, He says, the word of God says, we're seated. We're in heavenly places too. We're between. This is just the between we're in. We just got to walk this journey out. But we who are saved, we're already sealed. We're already sealed.
Amen.
That's why Jesus can say, that's why we're co-laborers. I believe the word says co-laborers with Christ. So He's interceding for us. We're doing our thing down here on earth as He would have us to do it. Okay, we're co-laboring. Because He needs our hands, our mouths, our feet, and through prayer we can get the job done.
Amen.
Amen. And to God be the glory.
And that's the beauty of it, you know, when you say in terms of co-laborers, you know, even, you know, and it's not just prayer just doesn't really start with us. It started back, you know, in the Old Testament, as I said earlier. You know, Moses, look at Aaron, we look at all the biblical prophets, you know, all those that prayed during that time. And when I think about prayer, I think about a covenant.
All right.
A covenant relationship, you know, between you know, the human existence and the divine God.
Mm-hmm.
A covenant relationship. You know, and God made promises. He made promises to us.
Yes, he did.
So and you said earlier, you also said earlier, you made a comment in terms of being just taking things for granted. But God does not want, even though that God has given us the opportunity to pray, he doesn't want us to become too familiar to the point where we pray just to be praying.
Right.
See, because and when you look at this at Philippians, they talk about even the hypocrites, you know, they just pray, but they just allow words to come out their mouth, and it's the same thing over and over, and there is no supplication. They're not truly praying to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's just words, just words coming out. They're not heartfelt.
And that's where the Lord judges the heart of man. You know.
Because some
people might not even have read a Bible, and maybe they're in a dark place, and they need God to save them. You know, maybe they feel their life slipping away, and they just say, but the Word of God said, "He that calls on the name of the Lord." You know, and the Lord isn't just looking at their lips, but the intent of the heart.
Amen.
The intent of the heart.
Amen. You know, and I also want to add in that God wants us to pray as a people, but even in the old times, prayer was joined in with a sacrifice and obedience.
Amen.
A sacrifice and obedience. Sacrifice, what are we doing? What are we sacrificing? When I think about that, I think about the fasting and praying. Denying our bodies something that we truly love and go into prayer. Sacrifice. Making a sacrifice for God. Saying, Lord, I'm giving this up for you. And I'm going into prayer. And then there's a cleansing that begins to start to take place.
Amen. Amen.
God is a loving God. God is a loving God. And all he wants his people to do is to be obedient and to depend on.
Amen.
Because if we know who he is, if we know who he is, we truly know who he is, then we don't worry. We shouldn't worry. The Bible talks about that worrying is a sin. And we're not supposed to worry. It's like your best friend who's with you and knowing that if you are about ready to slip and fall over, that your best friend is not just going to look at you and ask you, are you okay? Here's what you do. But your best friend is going to attempt to help you, from fall.
Amen.
Your best friend is going to
pick you up. Amen.
Or pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
Your best friend is going to give you godly advice. when you're doing something wrong, your best friend is going to correct you out of
Amen.
Love.
That's right. Supposed to. That's right.
And God is a loving God. And when God corrects us, he is not trying to harm us.
No, he isn't.
God is correcting us out of love so that we can get it right.
And it says
because
in the word,
God desires, amen.
Amen.
He desires so much more for us. So much more. So much more. And that guidance that he gives us is how we get there. By spending time with our best friend.
Amen. Amen.
You ever have anybody talk to you and they're talking to you, but they never say anything? Somebody talks to you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're talking to someone else and they're silent. You're talking to someone else and they're silent. They never say a word. You don't know what they're thinking.
Right.
You don't know what they're feeling. You don't know. Why? Because they never said anything. And God is giving us his word. He's given us the Bible. We can go to him and we can tell our heart desires. We can tell him our heart's desires. And he's given us the word so that he can tell us his heart's desire through the word of God.
Amen.
It's a two-way relational.
Yes, it is.
A two-way relationship. Not one way, two ways.
I just, for all those that are listening, this same scripture, Philippians 4, 6, and 7, I had looked it up in the Message Bible, and it says this, for all those who listen, I like the Message Bible because it brings it down to how we speak, no these and thous and those. It says, verse 6, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Amen.
Amen.
So the
Amen.
Lord is saying, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't even fret yourself about it. He basically has it all in control. And for that sister that's challenged in her body, God's promises are yea and amen. And though, even though it seems like, and it can be unsettling, like, when, Lord, when? God knows just when. But through it all, he holds you in the palm of his hand. And nothing can snatch you out. And because he loves you so much, he does camp his angels around you to minister to you, to encourage you that this too will pass.
Amen.
And you are yet in the land of the living. So that prayer that we're going to pray is the Our Father, isn't it? Our Father.
Okay. And as we come into our close,
yes.
For those of you that's listening, this is a model prayer, and if you would like to look it up, it's from Matthew 6, 5 through 15. And in 5 it says, it's when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, that they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go to the
Amen.
Room, and when you have shut your door, pray
Come
your Father
now.
Who is in the secret place. Your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. And
Amen.
When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heaven do.
Hypocrites.
I'm sorry, as the heathens do. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, the Lord says that we should pray like this. And everyone, let's pray together. our Father,
our Father,
in heaven,
which art in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Thy kingdom,
your
come,
kingdom come,
thy
will
be
done,
on
earth as,
on
it,
earth,
is
as it is in heaven.
Give
us
this
day
our
day,
and
forgive us our trespasses,
forgive us
debts,
as we forgive our debtors.
Yes.
And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Herman, we thank you so much for that powerful word that you shared with us. And I pray that those of you who are listening, I pray that the word was resonated in your heart, because that's exactly who we are. We are praying people, and we cannot forget that we have been commanded to pray for one another.
Amen.
Amen. Keep in mind, if you would like to hear this again, you can go to the archives and New Beginning. Go to Blog Talk Radio, and then you go into the New Beginnings archive, and you would look up We Can Begin Again. Type in We Can Begin Again, and you can open up the archives, and you can hear this and share it with a friend. Amen. Prayer, our first line of defense. Minister Edna Herman of Long Island, New York. God bless you. I face the dawn.